The topic I'm discussing this evening is a fairly well-known topic, the obligation of women regarding Hadlokas Neros Chanukah. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, and Daf Gimel, that Gemara is in front of you, underlined, the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the author of a very well-known statement that's found several times in Shas. And here the statement is, it's in the right-hand column, the middle of the page, the second item. The Gemara says, Isha Badeh Madlika. First, the Gemara indicated that the Cherishot and Bekotim are exempt for the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neros Chanukah. But a woman is still obligated to light Neros Chanukah. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavos Bnei Chanukah She'avein Hoyu Ba'osah Nes. They also were involved in the Nes of Chanukah. So there's a well-known discussion among the Rishonim. You can see that to your left. The famous Taisus of Megillah. But before we mention the Taisus, we'll mention two other areas where Rabbi Shua ben Levi's din is cited. Directly below, in the famous Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara discusses there, the context is drinking dalit kosos. You see that was skipped here. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavos b'dalit kosos, Shafei Noyid Balsadnes. The same rationale, the same reasoning why women are obligated to drink four kosos on Leil HaSeder. That's the second area where Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halacha is discussed. And the third area is probably, in some respects, maybe the most well-known, and that is with reference to Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim. That Nashim Chayavos V'Mikra Megillah, She'afein Hoyu Balsanes. They were also obligated in the mitzvah of reading the Megillah because they were involved in the Nes. So, Taisus here, in Masachet Megillah Daftal, the second Taisus, cites a big machlokes among the Rishonim. What does it mean? Shafein hoyu b'osanes. The reason why this Rabbi Shua ben Levi's halach is required because the Mishnah Kedushin on Chavtes tells us that a woman would normally be exempt from mitzvah se shazman gromo. Any mitzvah bound up with time, and we're talking about mitzvahs that are bound up with time, namely Leil HaSeder, Dalet Kosos, a very specific time frame, and clearly Neb Chanukah, a specific time frame. Yes, a Megillah as well, a very specific time frame. So Mitzvah Seh Shazman Groma, the Mishnah says that men are obligated in, and women are potter. And despite that fact, Chazal somehow assumed that women are chayv in these three mitzvahs, Sha'afei Noyu Bosanes. Now the problem is the language of Chazal presents a formidable difficulty, namely Afein. Even they were involved in that mess. What's the nature of that language of Afhein Hoyi Bosanes? So Taisus writes here, the second Taisus on the page, Shafhein Hoyi Bosanes, Pirsh Rashbam, She'ikar Anes Hoyi Al Yodam. They're the prime movers regarding the Nes. The Purim Ayde Esther, she is clearly the major player with reference to Purim. Also, as you always commented that the reason why the Megillah it's called Megillah Esther. It should have been called either Megillah Mordechai, or perhaps Megillah Mordechai Be'Esther, a hybrid, because both of them were clearly involved in the, both of them are the dramatic persona involved in the Megillah. But he answered the question by indicating that Mordechai was the initiator of that which happened. But ultimately, the one who brought it to its culmination was Esther. And therefore, the Megillah, Ein HaDavar, Ein HaMitzvah, Nikrei Sel Al Shem Sofo. But the problem over here is, if the Ikar HaNes was Al Yodam, they're the ones primarily responsible for the Nes. So what's the language of Afein Hoyu Bosanes? Going to the Rashbam. He said, the Ikar HaNes was Al Yodam. And then he goes on, the Chanukah, the Yehudis, she's the one who killed the Syrian Greek general. The Pesach, Shebeschus, Sikonia, Shebeosa Ador, Digalu. So right away, it also asks, the Kosher, the Loshan Shafein, Mashra, Shein Tfelos. They're secondary. That's the language that they also were included in the Nes. And it's clear that they are primary, not secondary. So therefore, Taisus suggests, clearly, they're also under the Xera of Ahasuerus, Lahashmi Laro, Gulabi, the Skala Yehudi Minar, Zokay, He didn't distinguish between men and women, and all of them were obviously the subject sakana. The chaim of Pesach showing we should bundle the power of Mitzrayim. Women were also involved in the shibud Mitzrayim. This needs a lot of discussion. Who exactly was not included? Who was included? Chazal tell us that women were the one who essentially encouraged, gave a lot of psychological encouragement to their male compatriots. Tachas ha-tapuach ha-rartich. Chazal speak about this often, but this comment of Tesis is very striking, that they also were involved in the Shiva Mitzrayim. Only Shemuel Levi was not involved in the Shiva Mitzrayim. And then further, V'chem v'chanukah, ha-gzeru ha-isam ma'ed aleyah. Those who doesn't really explain what he means. But he said, Xerah was Me'ed Aleihem. Certainly, in terms of Hanukkah, they were heavily involved. He doesn't really spell out what that means.
What nafkamina is it between the 2 months?
There's no nafkamina. You're 100% correct. There's no real practical nafkamina in the two Tanya that was Rashbam. The issue is only how to interpret the language of the Gemara. Afhei, how you both said this. That's what they're trying to somehow deal with. The Gemara tells us in Sochim that there's another mitzvah besides Dalat Kosas. Women are also obligated in the mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. That's also a very chashuv mitzvah. And even though it's a mitzvah seishas man groma, it's also bound by the time. So the Gemara learns out, and this is what Taisus, the next part of Taisus deals with. The Gemara learns out from the Hekesh. The Hekesh says that kol she'yesha v'dal tocha chametz, Yeshua Kumechal Matzah. The Gemara learns out that the Pasuk says, Lo Sochal of Chametz, not to eat Chametz, Shivas Yomim, Tochal of Matzah Slechem Oni. So whoever is included in the Isra of not eating Chametz is also included in the Mitzvah of eating Matzah. There's a Hekesh. Hekesh means that there are two Sokim and Chumash that are contrasting one with the other. And because of that contrast, that's what we know, women also tie in the Mitzvah. So we're discussing Rabbi Shlomo Levi's halacha that nashim are obligated in three areas of halacha. They're obligated in erchanei Chanukah, she'afein lo yivol sa'anes. They're obligated in dalat kosos, she'afein lo yivol sa'anes. And they're obligated as well in mikra megillah. And we just saw actually the second taste is on page one here. That Taisus is concerned about the language of Afein Hoya Bosanes. They're also included. What do you mean also? Sounds like they are secondary. And that's what Taisus points out from the Rashbam. The Ikra Nes was Al Yodam. But Taisus says the Loshen of Afein seems to indicate that they're of a secondary nature. So it also suggests that no, somehow they are really involved preeminently. They're involved in a major kind of way. But now Taisus asks the next question, which is the issue that I just began to discuss, namely, women are chayv in the mitzvah of matzah because of this hekesh. Because the Torah says that, number one, don't eat chametz, that only applies to women. And then it tells you the obligation to eat matzah. So Tosfos asks, gabi matzah, yesh makshet. Lomu lei hekesha dekol sheyesh no b'val tochal chametz, yesh no b'kum echol matzah. Why do I need this hekesh? This analogy, that because they're enjoined, but meaning chametz, they're also obligated affirmatively to eat matzah, typically, mitam shein oyev osanes. That itself should be enough of a reason to be to obligate women in the midst of eating matzah. Does the Gemara cited Rabbi Shlomo Levi in reference to three areas in halacha, namely Ner Chanukah, the women are chayev, and Bikur Megillah and Dalat Kosos. What about matzah? So the Gemara says that matzah we have a hekesh, that we have an analogy, and that analogy is b'chayim a woman, just as she's enjoined from eating chametz, she's also obligated to eat matzah. Why do I need that analogy? What do I need that hekesh for? I can invoke this dinner of Shomer Levi. Shafein Hoi, both saying this. So Tosis is bothered by a very good question. Just as women are obligated in drinking dalat kosos, because they were a part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shiva Mitzrayim, the same reason we should be b'chayim them in achilas matzah. Why should there be a distinction between dalat kosos and achilas matzah? They're obligated in one because of the Rabbi Shlomo Levi's din. They should be obligated in matzah for the same reason. So Tosis gives the following answer, and he writes: "Veshomer the shum haytaima lo mechayv el rabbanu." The Rabbi Shlomo Levi's din would only obligate them rabbinically. He's saying a svara that the reason women are chayv in their Chanukah shachin or bosan, that's a svara Midrabanan, but we know that women are obligated to eat masim in the Torah. The Gemara says at the end of Psochim, the Gemara quotes different psukim, and the Gemara comes to the maskana. But Erev Tofu Matzos, there's a mitzvah in the Torah for everyone to eat matzah. That includes men, that includes women, that includes children. A mitzvah sasem in the Torah, as a matter of fact, the only mitzvah sasem in the Torah that remains today is the mitzvah of eating matzah. So this svara, I'm sure, lady, would not really help. That svara is only a svara at a rabbinic level, only with rabbanim. But it would be chayav midaraisa. So in order to demonstrate that women are chayav to eat matzah in the Torah, the Gemara quotes a hekesh, and the Gemara did not suffice with this reasoning, this rationale about me and Hoyim both sides. So I heard from the Rav Zechem Lebracha. He said he didn't understand the entire kasha. He thought the kasha doesn't begin. Tzitzik is actually a second answer. You might have wanted to pattern them for the Gzerah Shabbat, Tesvav, Tesvav, and therefore I need this reasoning to be mechayev them. But he suggested the following. If you take a look at these three mitzvahs that Rabbi Shmuel Levi commented on, namely Mikra Megillah, Der Chanukah, and Davar Kelsos, and based on the rationale of Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Avnei Noyim Bosa Anes, we don't apply this rationale of Avnei Noyim Bosa Anes indiscriminately across the board in every mitzvah. So what is the common denominator when we do apply these three? So Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested that it's applied whenever there's an element of Pirsum Anes. So when you look at all these three mitzvahs, namely Mikra Megillah, unquestionably, Mikra Megillah involves Kayadua, there's an element of Pirsum. Undoubtedly, there's an element of Pirsum and there's a Mikra Megillah. There's an Enshum Sofek. Dalek Kosos, there's no question. There's an element of Pirsum and there's involved in Dalek Kosos. And there's an element of Pirsum and there's involved in Der Chanukah. No question, Der Chanukah, Dalek Kosos, and Mikra Megillah are all founded upon the idea of Pirsum Anes. A hukhacha to this is the fact that in each of these mitzvahs, there's also another bracha that accompanies these mitzvahs, namely the bracha of Shasa Nisa. In the case of Ner Chanukah, the first time we made three brachas, then the Gemara says we made two brachas, so the brachas are the Hadik Ner Shal Chanukah, and the second bracha that we make is Shasa Nisa, and the first time we make Shachiyanu, and then the subsequent nights we make two brachas. But that applies, that bracha of Shas Nisan applies not only to the case of Ner Chanukah, also applies to Mikra Megillah, Mikra Bracha Shas Nisan. What about Dal Kosos? So Rishonim already point out that that bracha of Shas Nisan is embedded in the bracha before the second coast. Asher Galonim Galas Avosim in Mitzrayim. Many Rishonim say that the Gero Alayla Zer Lethal Maso Moron Ken Asher Okin Yagienu Legolim Lamadim Acherim Bechulu Bechulu Bechulu. That is the comparable bracha, the parallel bracha to Shasa Nisa Avosenu. So in fact, what we are discussing is the dinner of Shur Malevi, Afen Hoye Bosa Anes. It's found in three places. The Achanega Mikra Megillah Dal Kaisis. It's not found by Matzah. The Luchar, it should be found by Matzah. Taises is Kasha. Matzah, women are chayv l'nitsa Matzah because of a hekesh. Kol sheyesh lo b'altoch l'cholitz, yesh lo b'kum lechol Matzah. What about that's only the chayim a svara of the rabbanon. He wanted to be chayim in the Torah, bearer of the matzos. So Asalvechi answered this kasha by saying, as I just mentioned, that these three have in common the element of pirsum anes and the right use of the bracha of Shasa Nisan. It's clear that Dalon Kesis is pirsum anes, Ner Chanukah is pirsum anes, Mikra Megillah is pirsum anes, matzah. It's true that the mitzvah of matzah was set up because of the nes that occurred, but there's no question that pirsum anes is not integrally built into the mitzvah of achilas matzah. It is integrally built into the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, which has to be bepirsum, Dalek Kesis, which has to be bepirsum, and the third mitzvah of Mikra Megillah has to be bepirsum. Those really underscore and accentuate the idea of pirsum anes. The mitzvah of achilas matzah doesn't have a similar kind of perspective. And that's why he felt that this would not be applicable to the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and therefore there's no, the concept of af henoi basanes is not relevant to that. The second question, which is asked again by Rishonim, can a woman be motzi a man in the mitzvah of halakas neros Chanukah? So the Rambam is a famous Rambam. The Rambam says on the bottom of the page, lower right hand corner. When the Rambam calls this mitzvah kriyas ha-megillah, bismana, let's talk about mikvah megillah.
Rambam agrees that there's an answer for it. No,
right, it's not calling out the answer today. It's not an answer.
It's not from the halacha.
Correct. Okay, that would be enough to be done, perhaps. But this Svara, the Rav Soloveitchik, I think is...
You need the chiddush of the Dars and the Rabbanan.
Are you there?
Because of the next dose of us.
Correct. 100%. The issue of a woman being mostly a man, and halacha is Neres Chanukah, for that matter, we could talk about Mikra Megillah, she is halakha Neres Chanukah right now, but let's follow the Rambam at the bottom of the page. Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana Misa V'Aseh Medivrei Sofrim. To the Rabbanan, reading the Megillah today. Ba'advarim Yiduim, Shitakonas HaNaviim. This old, every language of the Rambam needs attention, which I'm not addressing right now. It's not my issue. I'm interested in something else. Ba'akol Chayom B'Kriyasa, Anoshim, B'Noshim, B'Ger, Rabbanim Shukram. The Rambam here said pretty clearly that when men and women, gerim, avodim that were b'shuchar, all chayav b'kriyas ha-megillah, the Rambam does not distinguish between the chiyav that devolves upon the males and the chiyav that devolves upon the females as far as making megillah. Now, according to the Rambam, therefore, there's no question that a woman should be able to emotzi a man in mikra megillah. That's the pashas of the Rambam. That seems to be the simple reading of the text of the Rambam. And now there are other girsos that are found in the Tesefta. For example, to your left, you can see there's a Tesefta Megillah. This Tesefta is quoted by the Top Tesis here. And the Top Tesis of Megillah, the Abdallah and Aleph, and the famous Bahag, maybe the most famous Bahag probably in entire Sefer. Because most people are not familiar with the Bahag, including myself. But this is one of the areas where the Bahag is very well known. Bahag claims there's a distinction between men and women, and here it's based on this Tesefta. Noshim ba'avodim u'tanim turim, they motzi'i v'saravim v'dechot basav. The Bahag paskins that this Tesefta, first we'll deal with Tesefta, and then we'll get to the Bahag, that a woman cannot be motzi'i rabim v'dechot basav. It happens to be not just Tesefta, it's also when you show me, that's quoted by the Agos Manoni, that's quoted by other Mefarshim. But Tesis here on top of the page, over that same corner, quote the sheet of the Bahag. And this sheet of the Bahag is fascinating. Mikan Mashma, the Gemara says very clearly, Noshim Chayavos Rabikur Megillah. Doesn't sound like the Gemara is issuing any kind of istaygut, any kind of qualification regarding the level of Chiyav. But Taisa, by the way, comments, Mikan Mashma, Shadoshim Motzias Sahir Dechavasim, Midlaikama Lishmaya Mikur Megillah. The Gemara says, Noshim Chayavos Bemikur Megillah. No distinction between men and women. Bachinami Masha Be'erchin, the Kamer Akol Ksherim Dikro Sabigilo, Umasik Akol Ksherim Masuye Mayim, Vishayim Masuye, Noshim Mashma, Mahotzi, Afilo and Noshim. That a woman can be Motzi, even her male counterpart, in the midst of Mikra Megillah. Right away, he asked in this Tosefta, the Kosher of Tani with Tosefta, Tani Be'eg, the Tumtum, the Motzi, the Smino, the Shein Amino, and Regis, the Smino, the Motzi, the Shein Amino, Pshita, Lo Adifa Isha, the Andreginus, we're not getting into that aspect of things right now. The chen pasku harav halachos gedolos the isha motzia mina v'lo anoshim. This itself became the subject of an entire literature among the dodei achrenim. There are so many mahalchim to explain the position of the Bahag. But the most popular of all the mahalchim in explaining the position of the Bahag, that why is it the woman can only be motzi other women but cannot be motzi anoshim? And the answer is because women are only chayav in the midst of shmiya samegillah. The problem is the Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara says Noshim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah. But the Bahag is generally understood. And as a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Achrenim and who discussed this Bahag at length, one of the major, probably maybe the most prominent and predominant position to explain the Bahag is this one. Namely, women have a different chiyav than their male counterparts. A male is chayav B'Mikra Megillah, a woman is only chayav Shmiyas HaMegillah. That's already a Mishnah. Mishnah says that Mishnah at the end of in the Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah writes already, if you're not the same level of chiyuv as your male counterpart, you cannot be motzi. That's the issue with the kavod being motzi and gadol, and all kinds of issues. The Gemara has in Brachos and elsewhere in Rosh Hashanah, you have this issue comes up all over Shas. The Gemara discusses a different level of chiyuv cannot be motzi someone else who doesn't have the same level of chiyuv that he has. And this is an assumption, but pashtus, there's no simple reason offhand, prima facie, to be mafkin between kriyas hamigila and hadagas derech hanukkah. There doesn't seem to be any distinction. Both mitzvahs, hamitzvah aseh shehaz man grova, both of them women are chayav apein hoyi b'osanes. That's a mishum b'leibus b'chamish tos. But as I said, somehow there seems to be a distinction that's drawn over here by Tesis. This Tesis is found over here in Megillah, it's found in Erechim. It's a famous Bahag that says Yadua, and the Bahag was Bahal between, regarding the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, between the males and the females. Males are chayiv in Mikra Megillah, women are only chayiv in Shmiras Megillah. Soon we accept that the particular explanation. Okay, that's what that needs a lot of discussion. It's based on the Tesefta. This Tesefta Megillah says, they can be motzi others. Oh, excellent. The question is well posed, and unquestionably. So, in general, this is also, this line as well is the subject of a lot of controversy, or as you would say, controversy. I think that's the way you pronounce it, both of you. Anyway, the English told me that they're right. The three of them. Well, we're outnumbered. No, we're three against three. In pronunciation, you're right. And also in terms of the utilization of English, you speak English coherently, unlike the American folk who are completely incoherent. But whatever the case is, I'm asking beside this halacha, so this became an entire literature. Forget about the Shmi and Kriya now. That's one literature, what the Pshat of Bahag is. There's another literature. Why is it Emotzias Rav Nechavasam? Somehow there seems to be an element here of Kavadat Sibor. That's the same reason why the Mish Gemara Megillah, Ma'ofre Nikroni, a woman can get an Aliyah, but the reason why we're not Malah, woman to Aliyah, Mishim Kavadat Sibor, very severe. You can imagine with Manenu Onu, what that topic has, I don't know how to describe it. It has spawned an entire literature from left to right. And even Rabbi Meiselman, in his Sefer, Jewish Woman and Jewish Law, has a rather interesting discussion on this matter as well. What's called Kavanat Tzibur? There's a big trouble in Rishonim. How to define Kavanat Tzibur? And many argue, I'm going to get off the topic now, which is not healthy for me, but many argue, I mentioned this once before, that there's a very, very capable and outstanding Talmud Chacham, happens to be a math instructor in the Yeshiva Flatbush High School, Dr. Joel Wolowski, a very well-known personality, a neighbor of yours. Wow. So he's in the forefront. So I was once in the Yeshiva Flatbush about 30 years ago, and he published a book, which he actually gave me in the elevator of the Yeshiva Flatbush. And we went up and down the elevator, probably about 1 hour. We discussed each topic in the book. And each topic, of course, I disagree with him. It was like disagreement of 5-6 topics. And the topics are very well known. Number one, Talmud Torah for women. Here, you know, I am not in such disagreement. Torah Shabbat Peh, women, etc. Famous Rambam, Ibn Shalach, about a father not teaching his daughter Torah Shabbat Peh. And then the Lashon Rambam, Shirov, Nashim, Mosiyas, Dibre Tel, Dibre Habai. And there's a Prisha. The Prisha comments, Rov, but the Miyad can learn Talmud Torah. And I personally am not. Don't object to women learning Torah Shabbat Peh if they feel so inclined to do so and they have the ability to do so. Rabbi Meiselman, he argues in that book, Jewish Woman and Jewish Law, a very, I think, a cogent argument. His argument is that they're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a Gemara Kedushin. The Ma'atim Sar is Benechem and Lovin Asesim. So therefore, technically, they're part of the Talmud Torah. So usually, someone who's obligated in Talmud Torah, hopefully, that they will devote themselves to it. With that which is required, namely full and complete devotion, and that is unquestionably what's required in Talmud Torah, a woman is butter. Once she's butter, she's not going to, that same kind of devotion is not going to come to the fore because she's butter from Talmud Torah. That's like Taisa says in famous Taisa Kedusha, also elsewhere, that the moment you are in a Mitzvah Vaisa, so you don't have the same Yetzirah that a Mitzvah Vaisa has. Mitzvah Vaisa automatically has Yetzirah not to do it. But then Mitzvah Vaisa, you're a freelancer. You can do it if you want. Don't do it if you don't want. Taisa Vaisa is a number of times. We shouldn't give different explanations. So Rabbi Meiselman puts it all together and said, that's the reason why that Rav Noshim, Mosias Dibetel, Dibetel, they're not devoted. Very rational, plausible, cogent, coherent kind of explanation. But then he had to get into this next issue, the Kavanat Tzibur. And that is obviously a function of which Tzibur you travel in, and what the role of women is. And I'm not here to go into that topic. It's just a topic that is never ending and impossible to be resolved, depending on where you live, what community you're living in, et cetera. And does Kavanat Tzibur also undergo alteration? Anyway, why am I saying this? In the elevator, among the discussions we had, was another topic. Namely, he's very into giving women sheva brachas. They should say sheva brachas under the chuppah. What's the Yisra B'Dover? So the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion, Mishnah Berurah refers to it. He mentions the Mishnah Berurah in the same way. He's a very comprehensive fellow. And Mishnah Berurah says that it's not lo nargo, not the minhag. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes a number of Gemaras, and he doesn't spell out the Gemaras, but the Mashmos and the Mishnah Berurah, if you look at it carefully, it's because there's an inyan when you have, let's use Zimon as an example. That's Nochadisha, another famous Bi'a Locha, Homes of Rishonim, whether Noshim Chayavas Rishus, or there's an obligation for women to be involved in Zimon. There's a famous Psalm of Shon Salman Oyba that's found in that yellow Sefer. Only the English one has it, not the Hebrew one. They're also fascinating. So the two-volume English work by his Talmud, one of his Talmidim has in it that let's say you have two men and three women, and they decide to do Zimon. Depending on the Shita, they're allowed to do Zimon. Do the men answer the Zimon of women? And Hashem Zalman asking, yes. And that psak was a stir from here to all the way to Wuhan, my favorite place. Anyway, so and just to refer back to this issue again, so lo nago, the Shabruah there says, by Zimon, since there's a minhag, the Gemara says, there's a hidah mitzvah, when you bench the bench alakos. So I'm not going to never have a Zimon to bench alakos, always. So when you bench on the coast, so Mr. Brewer says, since I was a Hebrew mitzvah, and if a woman gets drunk, Rachman Litzad, that could be catastrophic, could be disaster. Never learn Nagu. So Dr. Woloweski argued with me 30 years ago. I said, that's the halacha, learn Nagu. He said, no, the Nagu is subject to sociology. It varies from zeitgeist to zeitgeist, from epoch to epoch, from period to period. So therefore today, I'm out of Nagu. What's the shayla? For the same reason, women should be able to get a bracha under the chuppah. There's no isur v'ikra din. What's the problem? And I've been involved in many of these issues. I don't want to get into many stories. I have many, but we're not getting into it. So one nacham on the issue of kavanat tzibur. So of course you can.
What's the shayla?
Oh, nacham kashin. Very good kashin. But again, I'm just simply the sugya of kavanat tzibur is right here in this tesefta. That's really when the sugya comes up. And one could argue that the Baal HaLachas Gadol will be master, let's say, Baal HaLachas Nechanukah. That's not a problem. That takes place in a family setting. It doesn't take place in any public context, in any Tzibur context. So there was the problem. Coming out Tzibur is not a problem. A woman should be able to Yimotzi Yidei Chavoso. There's many rights to that, of course. Even though the Gemara, I just want to point out that the Gemara, again, HaKol Chayam B'Mikra Megillah, there's no distinction between the level of chiyah between males and females. The Gemara says across the board. That's the way the Rambam presents it. Another reason why the Mikra Megillah might be different because of the Bahag that many interpret a woman is only chayav in Shmiasa Megillah, not chayav in Mikra Megillah. The one who says it is the Rav Yo. And the Rav Yo is quoted by the Mordechai. This is found over here. If you're interested, on the page number 3. The Rav Yo actually quoted by the Mordechai. And the Mordechai says this pretty clearly. That he indicates this, look in the, both the Mordechai is on the left-hand side, the Bahag is on the right-hand side. You see the Bahag, I'm not going to read Bahag. You read that Mordechai, and the Mordechai actually cites the Rav Yod. The near the Rav Yod, you see the last 5 lines. The Noshim, the Barchas, are Mishma Megillah. Avilu, Kor, the Atzman, Misafkul, the Rav Yod, he cut Matzid, Afuki, Noshim, Shem, Abagat, the Tzavai, Turim, Mikriya, Mishmiya, Mishmiya, so he's talking about a cotton and women. However, he indicates to Rabbi Yom that the obligation of women, they make a bracha on Mishnah Megillah, not on Mikro Megillah. Because the mitzvah, again, as I said, we're going there as Hanukkah here. I don't think you can possibly compare the two. Women as their male counterparts are chayim halakas neiros. And it seems to me that the Baal of Zod would be masculine. When it comes to halakas neiros Hanukkah, I don't think he would disagree that a woman can be motzei her husband, and we have riots for it. The best riot, of course, we'll bring in a few moments, hopefully, if we have enough time. Should be motzei her male counterpart, they told us halakas neiros Hanukkah. But with the fact that a woman cannot be motzei a male, Mikra Megillah, as I said, is based on this somehow distinctive element that applies to Mikra Megillah, whether it's Shmir versus Kriya, or perhaps the issue of Kavanat Tzibur that's quoted by the Tosefta over here, Megillah. But regarding, let's say, Neras Hanukkah, women are chayav b'afkei noi b'osa nes. No question, a woman can be motzi her husband, the Avi, the Chiyav of Hanukkah's Neras Hanukkah. But however, the question is, what is the nature of this b'afkei noi b'osa nes? That's what we have to explore a little bit. Are they chayav the mitzvah of Hanukkah's Neras exactly as their male counterparts? It's the identical Chiyav as their male counterparts, or perhaps the level of chiyah of a woman is not the same as that of a male counterpart. So according to the Rabbi Yod that we just read, a woman is chayav in Shmiyas HaMegillah and not in Kriyas HaMegillah. So that, of course, that as I said, that makes sense not in the context of one mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, that's where the Rabbi Yod made his statement. But now the question is that Afei Noi Bosanes, somehow the Rabbi Yod is assuming, even though the basis for everything is Afei Noi Bosanes, it doesn't engender or generate the same level of chiyuv we got in the mitzvah, but rather a lower level of chiyuv that women have as opposed to their male counterparts. So that's why, since they're chayav at a lower level, so now the question is, what about Ner Hanukkah? Do we also assume that the obligation of a woman is somehow not the same as the obligation of a male counterpart? So again, as I indicated to you a few moments ago, we saw the Rashbam and the Tesis on page number one, the second Tesis on page number one, and that's bothered by the Afein. What's that language of Afein? It sounds like they're secondary. And the Rashbam says, no, the Ikra Nes is on Yodan. So right away he asks, what's the Afein? If Ikra Nes is on Yodan. And then Tosa presents a different explanation. Namely, Tesis says, Afein Hoyu Besofi Bashmin Baragula Abein. In Pesach, they were Meshubah, the power of Mitzrayim, Hanukkah, the Xerah, was also on them. So it could very well be that this machlokes that Tosis quotes is in the Rashbam, the Bali Atosis, is also relevant to our issue, namely the character of the Chiyuv of women. According to the Rashbam, that the Ikra Neis, Nasai, De Noshim, there's no distinction to this, to make a hafchana between men and women regarding these mitzvahs. We assume that they're identical. According to Bali Atosis, that they say that women were only a kind of partners in the Xerah. So maybe there's a distinction. Maybe women don't have the same level of chiyuv of these mitzvahs. And this is the question. But the Maaseh, as I said, Tais doesn't talk about it. He doesn't really address this issue at all. But let's now bring a raya for an obvious raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says on page number 3, lower right hand corner, the Sugyan Shabbos, where the Gemara mentions the din of Asenoi. The Gemara says, Orav Sheshes. Asenoi, Chayyim Nefer. Asenoi is someone who's a guest, Omer of Zero, Beresh, Kiavina Be'Rav, when I was in the house of Rav, and this could very well refer to Talmidim who went to learn about the Mishnah Ksubis. They went to learn for a number of years, and they were not in their home. Mishtatafna Bepriti Behadi Ushpizu. So, what do? The answer is they can give a pruta. That's what generally people do. Sometimes, actually, people take their Hanuviyot and bring them wherever they're going, and then they light over there. That's also possible. That provokes a lot of discussion. I maintain the most difficult area of halacha in our chayim is manenu manu, is halachas neros Hanukkah. Where to light that? It is mind-boggling. I never saw anything like it until I arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Chutzar, the matter is very simple. Nobody lights outside as far as I know. Now there are a few people in Teaneck, New Jersey, they think that Eretz Yisrael, so they light outside, but I don't think Johannesburg, you live outside. In England, I don't think they light outside, as far as I know. And in America, they don't light outside. But now the question is, here, whether you light. This is one of the favorite and probably most frequent questions that's asked of me, where to light Neros Hanukkah. And the answer, I always tell them, whatever you do is fine. And the bottom line, that's true. Is that ideal? I don't think so, personally. But I'm just telling you, this one tells me, they describe their scenarios are so multi-hued and multi-varied, I can't even begin to describe them anymore. So many Svarim have been written on this topic, almost, I think so. And this, it says, I say so, how they say it. There's no question that this is the topic that possibly refers to, I say so, how they kids. Rabbi Brat Shlita told me, and he's probably writing that, at least that's once every 7 years. I say so, how they kids. Every week, another same Rabbi Shlita comes out. But that's once every 7 years. Here's every year. Noch HaSefer. Reminds me of what goes on Pesach, where they put out another kuntres every year. Why should we be eating kidneys? Why should Ashkenazim be eating kidneys? Yes. We should forget about the Gzeira. I told you a few times that one of the Kudrasim said, we're living in Eretz Yisrael. The passion is Zionist. We're not living back in the Golos. Therefore, we should no longer have the Gzeira of Kidyas. Ma'in Shmita Sassinai, I do have a clue. I already wrote a letter, a very strong letter from Muhammad. I could just, but years ago. And then that reminded me of the Bris Mila that I went to when I first came the first week of Eretz Yisrael. And I was in Masad, in America's Arab. And I'm going to Rav Shapiro, Satsal of Shiva, also the chief rabbi of the state of Israel. So the Avreich who spoke, he spoke about the Brach of Shechiyonim. Machlokes, as you know, as a son of Chutzaris, Mechaber Amor, you make Shechiyonim. So the reason they don't do the Chutzaris, Tzar V'Yanuka. But in Eretz Yisrael, they have Gizok, Nishtok in Tzar V'Yanuka. Because we're in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Tzar V'Yanuka, but maybe you make the Brach of Shechiyonim. I said to myself, where am I? I thought he lost all of his markets. Clearly, he didn't learn a brisk, that's for sure. So I went on to the Agoyna Avram Shapiro Zatzal. So right away, he saw me coming. He knew me already after a week. And so, troublemaker. Anyway, so he says, Rav David, ain't tzorech lagid li shum davar. And he begins to start, the Gamri, who matchim? That's what he told me. The matchim. So he came to say some b'nichot. Okay, but anyway, so here there's a din of Achsanoi Chaim in the Chanukah. Rav David says, "Mereshki avina beirav mishtatapim bepriti badi ushvizi." Boston, they see the itzah. So now he got married. So of course he got married, but where is he? He's learning in Sami Shiva. He's not home. Amina hashda badi lotzrichna. The kavadiga, let me go my side. They're going to light for me in my house. Who's lighting? Obviously his wife. You see, claw that a woman can both see her husband with mitzvah bokas nechanika. Rav Sheshi is kobeya that his wife was mounting for him. The Beso. So there's a famous Pri Chodesh, it's to the left of you. The Pri Chodesh, one of the greatest of Dolei HaPoskim. Chaval, that we don't have time to learn these Poskim. I mean, we have to all retire. And then we can actually learn the Poskim in a proper kind of way. So Pri Chodesh was just a mind-boggling basic. So you beginning puts a Mordechai. Isha Badai Madlekes. I feel lifter achirim. The abigav the bikkur begil la patra achrini. Abi shoyi balsanes. Shema ner chanukah kilohi. Says maybe their chanukah is kal. Something their chanukah is not the same level as bikkur begila. And he quotes the amina the mishnah the bepruti. He quotes the gemara in Shabbos that we just read with Achsanoi. The chinasi latzar. The summer god look at the base of shechutzim of akam shonam. So it's very clear. Namely, that Mishtani Beputa, when he got married, there's no need because the son of God, Abak, his wife, she lived for him. So you see clearly that the Prichadash. So the question is, why were Chazal more makel by the mitzvah of Abakas Neiris? So I heard from the Rav Zatzal many, many times. It's Poshim. And the reason why there's a distinction between Abakas Neiris Chanukah and other mitzvahs based on Pirsum and this, because what is the Chiyuv Ner Chanukah? It's a famous bias. The Gemara says that the Gemara lists the levels of Ner Chanukah. So the equal level, of course, is Beso. That the fee of the obligation that every household Ner issue Beso, as the Gemara calls it. So once that's the case, so of course, only mitzvahs, it's a Chayvas Gabra, not a Chayvas Bayis. Here the mitzvah is a Chayvas Bayis. So since a Chayvas Bayis, so you want to hear some drushes, I'm willing to give you drushes, just like women light Ner Shabbos because Beso is a Vishto, and she's the Iker, Akar Savayis, that's Emes Lamito. No question about it. So Nerishu Beis indicates that there's no obligation necessarily that Dafka, one specific person, has to like, but the house has to be more. The house has to have, someone has to do an act of Hadlaka, and someone has to be Malik Rabbayis, even if he's not Bimnei Abayis, Akhti Nekach. Even if he's not Bimnei Abayis, that someone has to, the Chiyim is on a person to basically live in a house, Sheyesh Bo Ner Chanukah Derlech. That there's a Ner Chanukah that's lit, that's illuminated. Doesn't make a difference who lies to their chanukah. Now, we know that's not completely true, because the Gemara says that the Cheresh Reit Mekodim, She'iliku la'asav la'kum, they can't go ahead and light their chanukah. They light their chanukah, so it has absolutely no value whatsoever. So here's how our Soloveitchik explains that halacha. Kedarko, this is classic brisk. So classic that, of course, it has a lot of difficulty. Who's ever part of the mitzvah of their chanukah, a kenneth shafing, a chetzesh on there. He can't create a chetzesh on there. A chetzesh on there. He can't create a chetzesh on there. Maybe you could explain to me what that means. I've yet to understand it after 50 years. I heard him say it countless times.
You can light a candle. You can't light a candle of Hanukkah.
Okay, good. It means a halachic candle. You can't light a halachic candle because you can't create a chetzer shandar. That's another shall we say, wondrous Rav Chaim got used on Moshe. The answer to the kasha of the Beis. But I'm just saying that here, not every nair that is doluk, bebayis, b'shas halachas nair is considered to be a nair Hanukkah. That's what Rabbi Weiss is saying correctly. Now that's what Soletchi meant. So therefore, a nair, which was hudlak, on the part of a person who's not chayav the mitzvah, that Hanukkah is called a nair rogel. But again, you see that there's the assault to this idea that nair Hanukkah, the way the pre-chadash kovid, kilohi, that somehow it's more kal than the mitzvah becoming gilah. So again, as I said, there's a makom to be mechalek between these two mitzvahs, mitzvah kriyas ha-megillah and the mitzvah nair Hanukkah regarding these issues. Now the question we have to deal with is why women do not buy Nair Rosh Chanukah. So if I begin this, then I will be over at Baal Tosef. So I don't want to be over at Baal Tosef because there are some very frustrated people here. Okay, so please know tomorrow I will continue on this matter, if you don't mind, and discuss the second aspect of why women do not buy Nair Rosh Chanukah.
They
could
make a bracha. They would make a bracha.